from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I was listening to those two gizmos giving you a hard time.
Are we talking Parkinson Spiegel?
You got
my
it.
My guys? Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score.
First thing he says, like, hey, man, we're all grown men here, right? You know, as we're going through training camp, and we all use the hot tub, we all use the cold tub, we all use the bathroom and all the areas. He was like, hey, man, like, we're getting a little too sloppy. You know what I'm saying? We're leaving water bottles and towels and all type of things around, man. Like, these custodians have a lot of square footage they have to cover around this whole building. Let's try to help them out by cleaning up after ourselves.
That's Kevin Byard on Mully and Haw. We'll talk to Pat Manley in 15 minutes. Want to thank The Wall again. They came through with pizza and delicious smash burgers and some awesome chocolate chip cookies, I should say, because they're having us out tomorrow at The Wall at Marcus Gurney Cinema. It's going to be an incredible spot. I cannot wait to get out there. It's always free to get in. Over 70 seats, first come, first serve for the Hard Knocks premiere. That's tomorrow night, but we'll be there doing the show from 2 to 6. Great food, recliners, theater style. The Elevated Sports Bar.
Yeah, man. Elevated Sports Bar with all the comforts of the modern movie theater. They're onto a really cool concept. Looking forward to seeing it. And you don't need, like you were saying, you don't need the VIP passes. The ones we gave away had some very, very cool comps. But if you just want to come by tomorrow, do it.
Yeah,
do it.
It's going to be a great hang. We're going to be there playing Golden Tee, and the Hard Knocks will be on the big screen. It'll be an awesome, awesome experience. But on the Carton Show on Fox Sports 1, Amani Toomer had a reaction to what was said by Caleb with Mully and Haw.
Yeah, Kevin Byard shared the story of his own volition, and you just heard some of it about what Caleb told the guys about helping with the custodian stuff, and former wide receiver Amani Toomer, who played for Eli Manning and the Giants and bounced around a little, right, towards the end, Amani Toomer?
Yeah.
I think he did, but he's always had some strong opinions. He talked about the vibe that he got from this Caleb anecdote.
NFL locker rooms are still male-dominated, testosterone-laden, type A places where it really is Lord of the Flies. And this is just part of the growing up period for a quarterback who wants to be a great leader one day.
He's Russell Wilson 2.0.
Uh-oh.
This is not going to go over well.
Uh-oh.
If you came in the locker room, I've been in this locker room for 8 years, like you said. And you know, some rookie's going to come in who hasn't played one snap.
Right.
Talking, you know, we're wearing the fingernail polish. You know, now he's going to come in here and tell me, who've been through the struggle, that I need to clean up? No, how about rookie? How about you clean up after me?
Right.
How about that? Don't give me this crap. I don't like it at all. I feel like rookies should earn their respect.
Sure.
Just because you got drafted number one doesn't mean nothing to me, because I don't even know if you're good.
But I think he's trying to be, he may have even said it somewhat, you know, tongue in cheek, but I think he's trying to be a leader. He's trying to be that guy. Now,
stop it.
I get it.
Stop. Stop. just play the game. Prove to me that you're really here to be a star. Prove to me you're really trying to make this team better. Don't sit up here and talk about trash around the locker room. Yeah. Come on, man, please.
Now,
doing too much.
I would say this. Great leadership would be he just cleans the locker room up and says nothing. But here's the problem. I ain't your mama. I ain't cleaning up after you. Have some respect. Right?
I would be like, I'm cleaning up. The only way this is possible. I'm cleaning up. I'm like, hey, guys, you know what? I'm going to do this. Could you guys help me out?
Give me a hand.
Exactly.
Okay, that's
Don't
different.
Be like, go up to somebody who's sitting in the tub after a hard day of practice. You're a quarterback. Everybody hates the quarterbacks as it is because they get way too much credit.
Right.
And every
can't
time.
Touch them.
Like Eli Manning won. Everybody hates the quarterbacks.
I didn't know that.
Eli Manning. Oh, he won 2 Super Bowls. Oh, nobody else is out there. He's out there playing tennis by himself.
All right. There's some stuff about that that's ridiculous.
Quite a bit, actually.
Right, there's quite a bit that's ridiculous.
You're saying it's giving you – what part's giving you pause?
Here's – well, I mean, we want to acknowledge – should we acknowledge some of the ridiculousness?
Well, I mean, the nail polish shot
is absurd.
Is absurd, yeah.
Yeah, no, that part is absurd, and the fact that he's reaching – for stuff without acknowledging that it came not from Caleb sharing that publicly, but from Kevin Byard sharing
right,
that.
Right, a veteran sharing it as a cool story. It doesn't seem like he has any problem or sense that anyone has a problem with it
in
the locker room. So the messenger there probably matters.
Yeah.
This isn't Caleb saying, hey, look what I did.
Yeah. I mean, like hearing it in that full context, it sounds pretty manufactured from Imani's perspective. Okay. But here's the part that gives me pause. The part that gives me pause. And it's not really even necessarily about that as it is about Caleb. I need to acknowledge this issue about Caleb. Is that he's very, very polished, and that we cannot assume to know his inner life, like what he's actually like, what he's actually thinking about deep down. And maybe this is because I personally have been burned at different times in analyzing people, in looking at people. I didn't think of Russell Wilson as a performative kind of $3 bill that I do now. I didn't think of him that way at the beginning. Took me a while to get there. And I think it took a lot of people a while to get there. You know, whether it's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Whether it's Dwight Howard. Like there was a while there at the beginning of Dwight Howard's career. I was like, man, what an impressive guy. And then eventually I'm like, oh no, he bust tossed Stan Van Gundy and he's standing up there lying. And remember when Stan Van came over and exposed that? And it was like, oh, this guy's completely and utterly full of crap. This has happened along the way in sports to a lot of us here's a complicated one. Brandon Marshall. The day that Brandon Marshall was introduced as a wide receiver for the Bears, I remember I was on the air with Matt Abatacola, and I was thinking, like, unbelievably impressive guy talking about borderline personality disorder and this with self-awareness. And then eventually, a few years in, you're like, oh, there's some phoniness here that I didn't sniff out at first. So maybe this is partially or largely due to my own reaction to certain people. Alex Rodriguez eventually exposed for what he was. Ryan Braun eventually exposed for what he was. Lance Armstrong eventually exposed for what he was. There is a very, you could argue Kobe Bryant at the beginning doing a Michael Jordan impression for a while.
Well, we should not assume that we actually know these guys based on the public perception that they put out there, of course.
And Caleb has a tremendous amount of polish and a self-awareness that was evident from very early on. And I remember watching him at the combine that first time when everybody was very excited to see him address the media. And it was great. It was really great. But I saw this kind of extremely thought-out, performative aspect to...
So your radar is up on him being fake?
No, I'm not saying my radar is up on him being fake, but I'm saying that I'm not going to go all in on thinking I know him entirely. So I'm using this.
That's a good rule for anybody.
I think it is.
And that's a good rule for anybody.
And I think it is something that I'm admitting has happened to me as an evaluator of people and athletes and talents through the years. I'm acknowledging that we do not know the inner life of these people, and that includes Caleb Williams as much as we are excited about him.
Yeah, I think that we could say that about every single player on the Bears, every single athlete that we cover, every single coach, every single general manager. You know, so we should always have that of like, we don't really know these guys. Mm-hmm. I did a radio appearance with Chris Broussard and Sean King last week. I was just driving home, called into their show. And they asked, how is Caleb being perceived as a leader? And I said, it was the day that Byard was on with Molly and Hall. And I was like, actually, he was on the station today, shared the same, thought it was pretty cool. Like, what?
And it is cool.
Right. Well, but Sean King, who's of Amani Toomer's generation, when I was done with the answer, he's like, I got to be honest, I don't hear that as leadership. He's like, in my day, it was, hey, Rook, carry my pads. You make sure all the towels are in the bin. He's like, that would not have gone over so well with me and my teammates. So maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know.
I don't know either. And Amani Toomer assuming the negative and going that hard is ridiculous. It's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. But I think us assuming the positive and going super hard on the positive is sometimes equally ridiculous. And I think
how they perform is ultimately what matters. And we should not do like the hero worship and build up people that we don't know.
And how
way.
We get to know them. And how we get to know them as human people with flaws and complications like all of us. And sometimes there is a possibility of exalting people, whether it's Derrick Rose early on in his career. And then you get a more full picture of what it's like to be Derrick Rose, and it's much more complicated, and then it's much more fair as we actually end up knowing these people. So
if we ever know them, I don't know. I think I'd reject the notion that we really know Derrick Rose or anybody. We don't know any of them.
Well, we know them more now than we did at the beginning, based
sure.
on first impression.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But I mean, we can interview Jalen Johnson for 15 minutes a week for 15 years, and we won't really know him. Never been to his house, never been out to dinner with him, never seen how he, you know what I mean? Like, well, we don't really know the guy.
But we have much more of an opportunity to know Jalen Johnson. I'd like to get to know Caleb Williams in that way. I mean, I feel like we do get to know them more if we do get more exposure to them. We don't have a lot of exposure yet to Caleb.
That is 100% true. Patrick Manley, we do know, and he was with Devin Hester and a bunch of old Bears special teamers at the Hall of Fame in Canton. Cannot wait to hear the stories. And he's talking to current special teams coaches. Cannot wait to dig in on this kickoff rule with him as well. Parkers and Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.